Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Cast off the lines, men. It's time for another cruise in the good ship Mail Call. The brass is all shined and polished, the decks are scrubbed, and the crew is standing by. And here to get us underway is our first mate for tonight, a girl who might have a little trouble filling out her income tax form, but on the other hand, Yvonne DiCarlo. Oh, welcome aboard, Yvonne. We hope you enjoy the trip tonight.
Thank you, Bernard. But how could I help but enjoy myself with such a handsome man aboard?
Well, thank you, Yvonne. It's awfully nice of you to say that. I didn't think you'd notice.
Well, I didn't mean you, Bernard.
Oh, no?
No, I was talking about tonight's skipper.
Oh.
Oh, what a man. Yes, Bernard, when it comes to choosing a dream man, I'll take Fred.
Oh, really?
No, McMurray.
Well, here he is, Fred McMurray.
Hello, Fred.
Well, Yvonne DiCarlo, Miss of 1946.
Why, Fred McMurray. Don't tell me you're a wolf.
Hey, what do you think these teeth are? Fangs for the memory? Got it. Oh, what a night, what a night. When we get back to shore, Yvonne, how would you like to share a surrey with McMurray?
I'd much rather take a spin with Errol Flynn.
Oh, Errol Flynn. Evidently, Yvonne, you haven't heard of my reputation.
Confidentially, Fred, I don't believe you're as bad as all that.
You're right, Yvonne. I'm just putty in the hands of a beautiful woman. Just putty that you can mold in your long, tapering fingers. That you can mold into a handsome figure of a man or a misshapen mass of wasted life. Boy, wouldn't that be? I am yours, Yvonne, my beloved. Mold me as you desire.
Fred, that's about the moldiest piece of acting I've ever seen.
Didn't like it, huh?
You can do much better, I know. As a matter of fact, I saw you play a double role in Pardon My Past. And I think you definitely stood out.
Well, thank you, Yvonne. I saw you play Salome where she danced, and...
Fred, they really did name a town in Arizona Salome where she danced after that dancer?
Well, that's nothing. Did you know that they named a school in Wisconsin after me?
They named a school after you?
Yeah, McMurray, where he slept.
Oh, Fred, you tickle me.
That's the best line in the script.
Why, Mr. McMurray.
No, I'm just kidding, Yvonne. You're really very charming, and in Technicolor, well, if any of the fellas saw you in Frontier Gal, they know what I mean.
Thanks.
Well, how about putting on a super-duper Western drama for the boys, a real rip snorter?
Well, don't just stand there, partner. Set the scene.
Okay, gal, but first, let's have a song from that popular young singer who shipped over for another cruise aboard the good ship Mail Call tonight, David Street. Why anyone is wonderful as
she should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I'd have easy sailing, but instead I'm all at sea. 'Cause it's just my luck to be
mighty sweet, mighty sweet.
Well, thank you, Fred. Say, how about letting me in on your horse opry, too?
Sure, come along, Dave. The more the merrier. Okay, Bernard, let the show begin.
Right. Presenting that great saga of the West. The Cucamonga Killer, Son of Lassie. Or, put on your girdle, Myrtle. Your rear echelon is headed for the frontier, gal. Our story opens in the early days of the West. It is midsummer. The burning sands of the desert send up shimmering heat waves, which flicker and dance crazily under the flaming sun. It is a pretty dance the heat waves do, as our hero, Peaceful McMurray, gallops across the dunes on his faithful steed, Smokey. Mistaken for the notorious Cucamonga Killer, Peaceful speeds toward the little town of Scotch and Soda, North Dakota.
They're going to blow my head off. They're going to blow my head off, I tell you. Don't let them blow my head off.
Who are you?
I'm a short beer. And don't interrupt. You're not on yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'll head for that saloon. Maybe I can hide there. I'll just push open these swinging doors and...
Howdy, stranger. Welcome to Nylon Yvonne's Last Chance Enchilada and Macho Ball Bar and Grill.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you say Nylon Yvonne?
Yes. Easy to look at, but hard to get. Have a drink?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Will you join me?
Why, you coming apart?
No. I mean, will you drink with me?
Sure. Come on up on the roof.
On the roof? Why?
Because the drinks are on the house.
No. No, I don't like your altitude.
Okay, we'll stay here. Set them up, Joe. A whiskey sour in the rough and a buttermilk for Junior here.
No, I'll make it a double buttermilk.
Here's to you, Sonny.
Thanks. That was good.
Hey, I like you, stranger. What's your name?
Well, Peaceful McMurray, they call me. I'm hiding out from the sheriff. He thinks I'm a gunman just because I accidentally shot out his deputy's two front teeth.
Did you kill the deputy?
No. With his two front teeth gone, he's having a lot of fun whistling onesie, twosie, I love yousie, and blowing spitballs at the same time.
Well, Peaceful, I'll protect you from the sheriff. Come into my office. You know, I got a hankering for a strong, silent guy like you to love me.
No, I couldn't do that, Miss Nylon. I'm a clean-cut kid. My horse, Smokey, is the only thing I love.
Love? What do you know about love?
What do I... Well, you're talking to a guy who's seen the outlaw three times.
Now, you appeal to me, tall, dark, and chicken-hearted. Tell me you love me.
No. Don't forget, I'm a wanted man.
Yeah, and I'm the one who wants you. I'm hankering for you, Peaceful.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood, I told you. So reel in your hanker.
Look at me, Peaceful. Don't you think I'm beautiful?
No, I hate women. They're too much trouble. The only things I love is horses. And take that bit out of your mouth.
Come here, McMurray.
Yeah?
Put your arms around me.
Like this?
Yeah.
Now draw me close to you.
Like this?
Yes. Now put your lips close to mine.
Like this?
Oh, yes. Now as your arms draw tighter and tighter around me, what do you think of?
I better go out and loosen the saddle on my horse.
Peaceful, don't leave me. Oh, my life without you would be barren and empty, like a vacant house.
I'll take it. I haven't seen a vacant house in ages.
Oh, Peaceful, with your charm and grace and kindness, you've enslaved me and made me a servant for life.
All right, then you go out and loosen the saddle on my horse.
Take heed, Peaceful. Don't spurn me, or I'll forget my love for you and turn into a biting, spitting wildcat.
Oh, here, have a chew of my tobacco.
But I don't want a chew of your tobacco.
Go on, take it. If you're going to be a biting, spitting wildcat, you got to have some practice.
Oh, for you, you buttermilk Romeo. You make me so mad I could kill you.
Careful, Nylon. Them's fighting words. And I ain't aiming to have no ruckus with no female woman of the opposite sex.
You wouldn't... What? Look. Why, you wouldn't have dared shoot me.
Well, of course not, if you was faster on the draw.
Well, I'm faster than you. I can fill my hand with a 6-gun in the blink of an eye.
That ain't all you can fill.
Careful there, stranger. I wouldn't talk like that to my gal like that if I was you like that.
The Cucamonga Killer.
Yeah, it's me. And I reckon no guy is going to get fresh with my gal, because I reckon I'll let him have it. I reckon I loves my little Nylon, and I reckon I ought to put a stop to your ornery ways, I reckon.
Oh, stop, you reckon the show.
You'd better be getting out of town, because the sheriff is a-coming in after you. I tippled him off.
You mean tip, not tippled.
Tippled, I've been drinking.
Out of here, killer, or Peaceful McMurray will take you apart.
Oh, yeah? I'm tougher than he is. I steal, I rob, I kill.
Do you rustle?
Only when he wears taffeta shorts.
All right, McMurray, dig him up.
For Sheriff Pudley Dudley.
But Peaceful, darling, I thought you outwitted the sheriff.
I did. I threw a skunk across my trail and confused him.
Did you lose the scent, Sheriff?
No, I lost McMurray. I won't lose the scent for a week. Grab for the air, McMurray.
Yeah, with you in here, I could stand a little.
Well, let's go, McMurray. Tomorrow, you hang.
Hang? For shooting a man's teeth out?
Oh, he's only pulling your leg.
Yeah, and he wishes it was yours.
Well, if you don't hang, you're going to jail for life.
Oh, don't leave me, Peaceful, darling. I love you mad. Don't take him away from me, Sheriff.
No, gal, I gotta go now, my beloved. Promise me you'll wait for me. I never realized before how much I loved you. Come here and let me burn your lips with fiery kisses.
Listen, Sheriff. Seeing as how it's true love between them, take me instead of him.
No, no, Killer, you can't do that. Don't forget I'm a desperado and I have a price on my head.
Remember, I too am a desperado and I too have a price on my head.
What's the reward on them, Sheriff?
Both heads have been marked down to $1.98.
Don't talk about my friend like that, you cud.
You mean cad. Cud is something that's all chewed up.
That's what he means.
Wise guy, take that.
Oh...
You dry, gulching snake, you killed my friend. Take that!
Oh, no, you don't. Take that! And that!
Have you had enough?
Yeah.
Well, then help me get up off the floor.
Hey, careful, Sheriff, you're upsetting the kerosene lamp. Hey, look out, the curtains are burning.
The flames are spreading.
This is no time for petty differences, Sheriff. Hurry, run out to the saloon and warm everybody.
Okay.
I mean, warm everybody.
Fire! Fire!
What happened, Peaceful?
Well, the sheriff stuck his head into the barroom and yelled fire.
Yes?
And everybody did.
Oh, Peaceful, you're wonderful getting rid of that crooked sheriff.
Oh, you're not bad so bad yourself, baby. Let you and me get hitched, huh?
You mean you're asking for my hand in marriage?
Yeah.
But remember one thing.
What's that, darling?
When I get your hand in marriage, the rest of you has got to go with it. Well, they say truth is stranger than fiction, and since you've had the courage to face that strange bit of fiction we just threw at you, the time has arrived and you must pay the consequences, as if that wasn't enough. And our next guest is just the man who can make you pay. That master of the Truth or Consequences program, Ralph Edwards.
Hi, gang. Well, here we are with another little bit of Truth or Consequences for Mail Call. We have three very lovely contestants on our program this evening. Three very lovely ladies, as a matter of fact. Hello. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Cuneo.
I didn't get it in there. What's that?
Mrs. Cuneo.
Hello, Miss Cuneo. How's everything with you?
Oh, fine.
That's good. Wasn't that exciting hearing Fred McMurray and Yvonne DiCarlo?
Very, very.
I mean, didn't it just do things to you?
Certainly did.
I mean, when... Well, I don't mean that way, Mrs.
What way do you mean?
What?
What way do you mean?
The way that you thought I meant at the beginning. Wouldn't it be interesting to meet Fred McMurray?
I think it would.
I mean, you've seen him on the screen so many times.
Yes. Meet him personally.
What's that?
I would like to meet him personally.
She said it. You heard her say it. All right. How are you, Miss Snyder?
Oh, just fine.
What is your full name?
Martha Denton Snyder.
What's the middle name?
Denton. D-E-N-T-O-N.
From hitting people over the head or just Denton? Come on out. All right, Miss Snyder, how do you do? What is your name, please?
Mrs. Cuneo.
Oh, I got you, Miss Cuneo. I remember. I was looking right through you. That's all right. There are three microphones here at Mail Call, and Mrs. Cuneo is in the middle. Miss Snyder is over here by me, and way over on the third microphone is Mrs. Kahn. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Kahn. What is your full name?
Goldie.
What's that?
Goldie Kahn.
Goldie Kahn. It's nice. Where are you from?
From Chicago.
Fine. What brought you out here? A train?
A train. That's right.
Have you seen Fred McMurray on the screen?
Yeah.
Have you, Miss Snyder?
No.
Oh, you have? I got a customer for you, Fred. Come on. Maybe Mr. McMurray will come out. I know the ladies would like to meet him. I'm sure he'd like to meet the ladies. Fred, this is a lady who's never seen you on the screen. Why? I can never... Do you ever go...
I don't know why.
Well, I just know. Do you ever go to the movies, Miss Snyder?
Oh, sure.
Where do you go to the movies that you miss McMurray? He's playing on every corner.
Oh, he is? Well, I didn't get on the corner. That's what I'm saying. Hello, Mr. McMurray.
I didn't hear you.
Miss Knight.
Miss Knight, I'm happy to meet you.
Yes, right. It's Miss, too. It's Miss, Fred. And this is... And Miss... Yeah, and here's Mrs. Cuneo. Mrs. Cuneo, Fred McMurray. She's the one who originally started this whole thing about wanting to meet you.
I have been sitting on the screen lots of times.
Well, yes. You have something out. Well, I don't know what you have in mind.
Yes. What do you think of his acting on the screen?
Oh, fine.
Well, you didn't have it.
Now, see that? I knew. I think. And over there.
I sat next to you at a moving picture one night. Yes, I did.
You did? What?
I sat next to you at a moving picture.
You did?
Was it, let me get this in. Was it his picture? Was it his picture?
No, it was him in person.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to see
that. And this is Mrs. Kahn, Fred McMurray.
How do you do, Mrs. Kahn?
Hello.
Isn't he exciting when you meet him like this? Oh, hi. This is my... Thank you very much, Fred. This ladies are really thrilled. And Dave Street and Yvonne DiCarlo, would you like to meet Yvonne DiCarlo?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's like something. You'd like to see them all? All right. Is there anybody else in the audience who would like to know? Miss DiCarlo, Yvonne, would you... no howling in the audience, please, soldiers and sailors. Hello, this is Miss Snyder, Yvonne.
I meet all.
Yes, all of her? Yes, I know you're pleased to meet all of them. I'm pleased to meet all of you, she says. And this is Mrs. Cuneo.
How do you do?
And Mrs. Kahn.
How do you do, Mrs.
It gets more exciting if you... Any soldiers who would like to meet Mr. Carlo? Yeah! All right, sailor, come on up here real quickly, and we'll let you... Not three of you! Look out! Hold it! Hold that man! Did you win a 100-yard dash?
No, but I tried.
Well, now, settle down here. It's all right here. What is your name?
Phil Pike.
What's your last name?
Pike.
Don't be silly. You're no Pike. You came running up there like... Von DiCarlo, Phil Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Say, how do you do?
How do you do?
That's all you get now. So long, everyone. Thank you very much, Mr. Carlo. Stick around, because some things are going to happen to the ladies, I think. Now, you're from Chicago.
Yes,
well, you married or happy? Mrs.
Yeah,
Cox.
I've been happy, yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Miss It, and we shall have a little consequence. What is your occupation, Miss Snyder?
I'm a retired teacher.
Oh, you are?
I'm a school teacher.
What do you do, run out of pupils?
No, I have one or two yet.
You do, really? Or the pupils ran out on you? What happened?
No, they didn't do that.
Who are the two pupils you have left?
Well, there was...
Why are they left, and how old are... What's that?
I go to university. I'm private. Private lessons I'm giving them.
Oh, up. Private Snyder. Glad to know you. Why don't you meet Sergeant... I think that's wonderful, Miss Snyder. What do you teach out there?
Oh, math and English.
Oh, brother. That's where I would flunk. How do you... Miss Cuneo, what is your occupation?
A retired housewife.
What's your heart, that's for? I think that's time the house was retired.
Yes.
Well, that's really, really fine. You live with your family?
My daughter.
That's nice. Mrs. Kahn, what is your occupation, may we ask?
Yes, sure.
All right, what is your... Thank you. Then what is your occupation?
But, sir, I got a ghost in the house.
No, it is. Don't tell the joke yet. Don't tell the joke yet, please. That comes later. Later, Mrs. Kahn. Later. Now you've told the consequence. The ladies are going to have to tell jokes, you see, if they go on. All right. Now, we told them to make sure they had a joke up their sleeve. Do you have anything up your sleeve?
No.
No, that's good. What do you do for a living?
What I do, housework.
I mean, what do you...
I do housework, my own home.
You're a housekeeper, too, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Mrs. Cuneo is a housekeeper retired, and Miss Snyder here is still working.
Yeah.
All right, now here's a question, ladies. Miss, we'll have a little consequence. Now listen very carefully to this question. Wait till I get it out of my pocket now. Here it is. A lady married first a banker, second an actor, third a preacher, and fourth an undertaker. Why did she marry them in that order? Truth or consequences? A lady married first a banker, second an actor, third a preacher, and fourth an undertaker. Why did she marry them in that order? No snitching in the audience. Can you think of that, Miss?
Well, I guess so she'd have something to bury.
Well, you were close and on the right track. You were at the wrong funeral was the only thing. A lady married first a banker, second an actor, third a preacher, and fourth an undertaker. Why'd she marry in that fashion? One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
That was the idea.
That was the idea. Well, you haven't told the truth, ladies, so you must pay the consequences. Now, do you know any good jokes?
Joke?
Now we come
no,
to the...
No, I know it.
Now you know a joke. let's hear Mrs. Kahn's joke. Now, here's the idea. All three of you ladies, we're going to ask to tell a joke. Now, that's why we told you to be thinking over in your mind a good joke, you see.
Yeah.
And remember that we're on the air.
Do I have to sing now?
No, what? Yeah, when I go like that, you do it. See?
Oh,
but,
I see.
Now, the one who tells the best joke will get an extra prize of $10 just to make it a little exciting. All right, Mrs. Kahn, you're first. Yes.
I got a ghost in the house.
A ghost?
Yeah, a ghost and a
goat.
Smeller.
Goats, you told me.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a smeller.
What's that?
A smeller all the time. So I cut him off the nose.
So you what?
I cut him off the nose.
Oh, that's a killer, isn't it? You have a goat in the house, and to keep him from smelling,
I keep
you
from
cut
smelling
off the nose. Oh, well, that's good. Oh, that's wonderful. Do you really have goats at your house?
Yes.
You do? Oh, that's good. Well, that's most interesting. Now, I think, let's see, we'll take Mrs. Cuneo. Mrs. Cuneo, let's hear, that's very good, Ms. Kahn. Stand by now for the grand prize. Mrs. Cuneo, let's hear your joke.
Well, Pat and Mike.
Pat and Mike, you're getting... Look who's telling a Pat and Mike.
And they
here.
Found a restaurant.
They what?
And they went to a restaurant.
Yes.
So they put on the bowl of soup. Then they put the celery on.
Who did? Pat and Mike?
The waiter.
Oh, yes.
Then came crabs. So Pat looked at Mike. He says, well, he says, we've drank the slops and we've ate the stalks. But I'll be hanged if I eat the bugs you set before me.
That's very... Mrs. Cuneo is killing herself on that. I think you like that better than anybody. That was a funny one.
That's
huh?
an old one.
Yeah, that's an old one. Approximately, how old would you say that was? It came over with the cover over it anyhow, didn't it?
Yes.
Miss Cuneo, that's terrific. Miss Snyder, you're third now. You hold up your side of the question here. Now, a good joke.
Well, this is somewhat like the Pat and Mike story, too.
Oh, it is. You're going to do it in dialect, huh? It's somewhat like the Pat and Mike.
Well, they were out in the California orchard eating fishes.
Yes.
And Mike says to Pat, Pat.
Don't look at me like I'm Mike, will you? I mean, look out.
Do patches have legumes? No, begotty. Made you think that. They have, or I swallowed a frog.
Oh. See, do you know you could sell these to Bob Hope for 2 cents a piece, you know, and lose money on it? Would you? Now, just go over that slightly for me again, just in case I missed anything along. Yeah, just like you were a very aurum edition of it. I mean, just give me the glossary. Exactly. Pat and Mike were in the orchard. Now, I didn't...
California orchard.
Yeah.
Eating fruit.
Yeah.
And they were eating some peaches.
Yes.
And Pat looked at Mike and said, Mike, do peaches have legumes?
Now, what is that last word? Is the one...
Legs.
Oh, well, now it all... Now it's funny, isn't it? Oh, that's good. All right. Okay. Well, I think I think we'll just have to call the tie and give them all $10 a piece because it was so very close. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Cuneo. Thank you, Mrs. Kahn. Thanks for joining in Truth or Consequences. And now back to mail call.
Well, it's about time to head for port, fellas. But before we do, there's just one more thing. Toward the end of the 14th century, John Borbor, a Scottish archdeacon, composed a short verse on the meaning of freedom. To quote Lewis Untermeyer, distinguished American author and editor, this is not only a living poem, but a motto, a slogan, a war cry and a prayer for peace. I'd like to read you a translation of that tribute to freedom. Ah, freedom, a noble thing. The sound of liberty doth ring. Freedom, all comfort to man gives. He lives at ease that freely lives. For he that always lived free may know not well the property, the anger, nor the wretched doom that ends in slavery's murky tomb. But if its truth a man is gleaning, and thoroughly he learns its meaning, he should think freedom more to prize than all the gold that meets the eyes. This is Fred McMurray saying, remember the future, you're building it. Good night, fellas.
This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.